Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everybody? Let me take myself speakerphone. I am in the parking lot, the wonderful, lovely parking lot of the wonderful, lovely McDonald's in wonderful, lovely Southern California. This is your host, Stacey F. Johnson. And I am, what am I? I'm Jesse's and Freddie and Chris's mom, but I'm also the director and founder of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And L.A. sucks, okay? It sucks. The streets suck. The people are rude. I'm like, am I in New York or am I in L.A.? Everybody's car is raggedy. Hi, senor. Everybody is nosy. Everybody's car is raggedy. Everybody has hit somebody. So I got to get the hell up out of here because somebody hit my shit, and it's going to be on like DK Donkey Kong, okay? Girls are the dudes, and dudes are just, if they ain't mama's boys, they thugs and stupid. I don't understand. The L.A. I left ain't the L.A. I came back to. Oh, here's this crackhead. Now, today, it has a burger. Yesterday, she had a wig on, and I want to sock her in the side of her head, but why does McDonald's allow the same crackhead to just come in and out every day? Same crackhead. I seen her eating some shit she found out the trash can of a week ago. She is so familiar to this McDonald's. Every time I'm here, she's here, and she just went inside. And, oh, okay. I mean, can we help these people that roam around? There's nowhere that I can go. I mean, and I lived in Sacramento for 17 years. Same recession, same poor people, same everything. And there's nowhere I can go in Los Angeles where at the front door of whatever it is or at the drive-through speaker of whatever it is, there is somebody asking me for something. And I give it to them. I'm like, well, damn, I don't have enough money to give to these people every time I need to go outside. Why isn't the community as a whole taking care of these people? Why, you know, and I love the Hispanic community in passing by me, touching my car and shit. I love the Hispanic community. But why do we allow them as black people in black communities, as historically black and poor black people and crackheads walking in and out, and there's nobody behind the fucking counter that is black? But black people tolerate this old shit. This is the most disgusting shit I've ever seen in my life. And that's why this is the last of, I'm thinking, well, Ventura County was going to be my home anyway. But I came to Sacramento. I came to Los Angeles from Sacramento just to be where I grew up. I hadn't been for so long. I don't want to fucking be here because there's not enough black representation on anything positive in this sorry, dirty, nasty crackhead town. Crackheads abundant. People working that's black, not so much. It's sick and it's sad. And we as black people allow this shit to happen. Everybody's driving up to this old raggedy crackhead McDonald's in a nice $40,000 car. Why, crackhead Sally yesterday in the wind and the rain had a wig on, ready to suck somebody's dick for $5 or $10 or whatever she get today. She must have did it because she eating today. It's sick and it's nasty and it's disgusting. And if I lived in this shit day after day, I would say, you know what? When are we going to do something about crackhead Sally? Because she's going to kill herself and she's going to rob you as soon as you get caught slipping. I'll go in this goddamn McDonald's and I'll watch from the door, okay? If I could park my shit up in the Happy Meal baby play shit, I would. And we as black people, black leaders, I don't even know what that is, but as black people, black representatives of these neighborhoods, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself. I would not allow every business establishment to be just to the hilt with Hispanic people in these historically black neighborhoods. It's sick and it's fucking disgusting. disgusting. And I'd have to have a talk with Senor Lopez and ask him, why the hell can't you hire somebody black? I'm wondering why. I mean, it's just sick and disgusting. It's sick and fucking disgusting. So I got to look at these niggas like I got a gun ready to shoot their head off in order for them not to fuck with me when I'm just in my own neighborhood. It's sick and disgusting. Everybody looking broke and fucked up and tore down. It's sick and disgusting. It's sick and disgusting. I thank my parents, and that's why I thank my parents. When I was praying this morning, I always thank my parents. But I thank my parents because they raised us as black people to have respect for yourself. Have respect. If you poor, you ain't got to be dirty. That was my parents. You can be poor, but you ain't got to be dirty. And everything in this fucking town is dirty. If it ain't dirty, it's Mexican. And it makes me sick. And it makes me want to come in here and do something, be an example, and do something about this fucked up ass community. That if my grandson wouldn't be able to get zero respect in unless he demanded it at the barrel of a shotgun in this fucked up ass community. And that ain't going to happen. And then these old, stop sagging your pants. Ain't that about 15 years old? My sons are 20 and 22 and they don't even sag. Niggas still walking around here sagging, baggy shirts, looking like they're going to rob you. Have some fucking respect. Ugh. I hate it. I hate it. But what I plan on doing is coming back and making some changes. Say, hey, look, wake the hell up. In churches, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed that you let this community be this nasty and dirty and not representative of the people that built it in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Yeah, yeah, we got to have immigrants and shit, but we ain't got to have this shit. The only black people you see walking around, one begging or just hanging out, looking like shit, or all the girls think they Beyonce, looking like shit with their fake-ass hair, it's sad. And anybody that calls himself a black leader from, like, now until, you know, 20 years or so ago, you should be ashamed of your fucking self. You should give back all the money, and you should just go get a job. You know, we so mesmerized, so hurt that some little white boy went in there and shot up some little baby. Well, that's just the condition of this fucked-up-ass country we live in. Everything that happens in this country is a condition of the thoughts and the spirits of the people that live here. And it's obvious that the majority of the people that live in this country wouldn't think twice about blowing out some kids. The condition of the world reflects the condition of the feelings and the thoughts of the people in the fucking world. The fucking world is fucked up. So, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Start to think good and peaceful and loving thoughts. Start to reach out and do something for somebody. I was talking to someone today, and it wasn't like four things positive coming out of her fucking mouth. And I was just trying to put it on a positive note, and then you get cussed out for trying to be positive. I mean, what the fuck is that? You know? And my story for today was we have to somehow go backwards and help children maintain their innocence. What happened to those poor babies and by that 20-year-old guy is basically how fucked up that whole spectrum of children are. Little babies from 6 all the way up to 20s, that whole spectrum of children are fucked up because either they so mesmerized by video games or their mamas are so busy still trying to be out there when they should be. That whole spectrum from 6 all the way up, that happened to wake us up and to say that we need to do something about our children. That whole from 6 all the way to 20, look at any kid from 6 to 20 these days and look how fucked up they are. If they not all ADD drugged out, they somewhere playing video games, not worrying about education, listen to rap music for some reason. Look at that whole, God's trying to wake us up. Things happen in the world to wake up those of us that are left here. And what we need to do and focus on as a society is to bring back innocence to little children. Little children should be should know nothing but little children's shit. That's what I love about my parents. Until I was age 18, I couldn't even be in the room with my siblings that were over 18. If my mother and father were talking to my older brothers and sisters and they were all talking about something and they were all over 18, over the age of 18, guess who the fuck had to leave? We need to protect our children. That's why I love my parents. They maintained my innocence for as long as they possibly could until I decided to give it away. But that's what we need to do as a nation. I have situations in my family. I have situations, friends of mine, clients of mine that have situations, and it's all involving a kid fucking up the life of a little kid, whether it's Jesse's baby daddy being just a total fucking idiot because he can't control Jessica, so he's going to try to control the baby, or my client's baby mama going kidnapping his son because she's so pissed off he's got a business at his new wife, or this dumb 20-year-old bastard that went in and killed little babies just because he got a mental condition that we don't want to recognize mental conditions in our family because it may make us seem inferior or like something's wrong. And I have a family member had a mental condition for 40 years, and we just looked over it. Now they get old, and you wonder why they're so fucked up. We need to maintain the integrity of children. God gives us children so we can protect children. We need to go back and maintain and innocence for our children. They're going to be grown soon enough, and the world is fucked up. And that's what I love about my parents. As I was praying this morning, I said, Mom and Dad, thank you so much for maintaining my innocence, because you knew how fucked up the world is. And you knew a kid don't need to know nothing about it until you absolutely have to. Train them to be responsible adults. Teach them to get out there and do something. Get up off their ass. Don't be lazy. Don't be nasty. Don't be dirty. Just because you're poor don't mean you have to be lazy, nasty, and dirty. And I didn't even know we were poor. But we had everything we needed, and we were clean, and my mom and dad did what they had to do. Even if my mom and dad had to sleep in different rooms, I never remember my parents being in the same room. But they did what the fuck they had to do for their children. We need to do what we need to do for our children and quit worrying about our own asses so goddamn much, because we're not going to be nothing. 20 all the way down to age 6, look at anybody you know of that age group. If they're doing well, God bless you and them. But if they're doing it well, you probably had to keep your foot in their ass the whole time. We need to maintain the innocence of our children. Get them off the internet. Get them off the video games. They don't need that shit. They can do it. You can have it when you can pay for it. That needs to be your philosophy. You can have it when you can pay for it. This is the damn diary where I love my kids, and I tried my damnedest to maintain their innocence, and I did. And I have very, very wonderful kids because I maintained their innocence and taught them what it meant to be a responsible adult when it was time. So once they realize I stopped kissing their ass, because I don't kiss no kid's ass past 18. You don't kiss your kid's ass. You do what you need to do, but past age 18, you don't own shit. And mine had to find out the hard way. But you know what? They're three responsible adults to this day, but I maintain their innocence. Go back to maintaining a child's innocence. Whether it's your grandchild, whether it's your child, maintain their innocence. That's all they have. And this is a diary, and I'm pissed off because people fuck with kids. A grown-ass people fighting. Okay, fighting because they don't want to take care of a goddamn kid. That's ridiculous. Anyway, this is a diary, and maintain my head. I'm a kid. I was the youngest, okay? So I know what it means to be treated like a child for as long as you needed to. And that's what we owe our children. Maintain the innocence of your child. And wake the fuck up. I'll be back. I'm in McDonald's parking lot. It's live. Goddamn it. up. This is a diary. It is Black People Business Wednesday, and there is always Black People Business. And Boo, you're supposed to, oh, yay, my Boo is calling. And we are on live in the wonderful city of Los Angeles, where I will be for 48 hours. There's a crackhead. 24, if I'm lucky, because I got to get out of here before I just can't take it no more. I just can't take it. We need to do better than this for our people. This is ridiculous. Anybody walking around? And I've been here a matter of not even 30 days, and I've seen the same crackhead digging there. There she go, digging in for other people's old food, digging in the trash can. What she tell me? Hey, lady, no, lady, you got to go here. It was at past 9:30, so you get locked up. Lady, no, go in the front, lady, little go. I'm like, you know what? Go sit down and shut the fuck up. Anyway, and somebody need to help her. All right, so my boo is on the line, Hendrick Johnson, my future son-in-law. I'm going to put it out there. He's a wonderful single dad, and he takes care of his son. And you know what? We're talking about keeping our kids innocent for as long as we can. And I'm going to connect my boo-boo. Hold on. There to go.
Yeah, we are in the house, back on the diary. Hey. How you feeling tonight?
Hey, boo, I was hoping you call. How you doing? I know one day I'm on, one day I'm not, but I'm great, and you know I love you, so thank you for calling, as always.
Yeah. Hey, the feeling is mutual. I'm like MC Hammer, too legit to quit.
I know that's right, boo. So you know what our topic is, right? We got to do our best, and you already know, because you're a dad, that we need to do our best to keep our children innocent. For as long as we can. You know, people got so much drama going. Grown-ass people got drama going on because there's a kid involved. And putting the kid right in the middle of it. You know, we need to time out for that old shit. I mean, if we giving them drama when they 4, I mean, what? I mean, how are we preparing them for anything? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're right. You know, there's a void, you know, with a lot of the youth. I volunteer at my son's kindergarten school, and a lot of even at that age, they're the innocent age of 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. But even at that age, they need direction. And it's funny because when I volunteer, they call me Andre's dad, and I say, no, let me correct you. I'm Mr. Johnson, because if you just associate me as being Andre's dad, well, you think that you can't get in trouble. Or you can't be redirected. No, I'm Mr. Johnson to you, son. I want the respect to be balanced out. Because if I'm just, you just look at me as Andre's dad, well then you think you could just shove another student and I'm not gonna respond to that. So kids need direction. They need direction. They need to have a vision. And I think a vision is just missing with the younger kids. It's just non-existent.
You know, it's missing with the kids because it's missing with their mom and dad. You know, if we even talking about vision, you know, I mean, like I said, I've been out here for a month now, and you know the situations we've been experiencing personally. It's just like survival of the fittest. Ain't nobody trying to be no role models, no examples, no help, no nothing. Niggas is just trying to floss or survive, you know, and ain't no... I mean, I'm just really disappointed. I mean, everything, like, you know, everything is just fucked up. And it really shouldn't be that way, and we just sit back and let it be cool. I mean, I'm not cool with it because that's the way I was raised, but I can't be the only one. You know, and then when we talk to people in the Starbucks and shit, everybody agree with what we're saying, but you can't get the niggas to meet you nowhere to put what we're saying into action. You know, and that's the thing we gotta turn around. I mean, we really do. You know.
Well, you know, it's funny because I just, you know, not to switch subjects or switch reels, but you know, on the diary, you know, we known to go jump around and hop around to different subjects. But you know, I just put a Facebook post as a don't be a Facebook theologian. You know, because when it's all said and done, when you stand before God. You can't say, well, you know, I did put some scriptures on Facebook. You can't get to try to play let's make a deal when it comes to the Lord, you know. And, you know, people gotta start living right. You know, just like you said, we can't even agree to disagree because some of these older black cats and even older, you know, Caucasian and even Asian and Hispanic cats, they got their they're not open to interpretation. They feel like, well, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not open to learning nothing new. We can't even get together and dialogue. We can't even get together and start a business or even, you know, make something work. You know, we kind of just individualistic. We don't know about the team concept. You know, we just go hit a home run. And we the only person on the team. We go just play shortstop, center field, pitcher, and catcher.
It's not gonna work
like that. That's why I try to organize the dad club.
You know,
yeah.
It ain't working. It ain't working at all. You know, and just seeing what I see. I mean, when I lived in Sacramento, okay, I just figure it is the culture of black people up there. Everybody just accustomed to just, you know, being passive. I moved down here where I think it's a little more, you know, supposed to be more culturally diverse, and I don't see nobody black doing anything that would make me proud. You know, just because your ass driving around in a nice car and dressing nice as if you going somewhere. You ain't even fucking going nowhere, and you got all of that shit on. You know what I mean? That's it. I'm not proud of anything black down here where I was born and raised. But I bet there's tons of Mexicans proud because they see their businesses open. They see all their young youth working in all the McDonald's and all the anything they can work at. You know what I mean? And anybody, you know, I mean, what the hell? And
it's life in the fast lane. It's life in the fast lane. It's, you know, you got people always, you know, driving up on your bumper. And then when you get out the light and you roll your window down, you know, I kindly ask people, you know, I'm not as confrontational as I was 10 minutes ago. I'm a little more solemn and more peaceful, but I still ask people, like, where are you going? And they say, well, what do you mean? I said, well, where are you going? Because we're on a residential street and you're going like 65, and you did a maneuver that could have killed you or me or both of us, and you ended up at the light with me anyway.
Yeah, right. Stopped. Ain't going nowhere.
People fast to go nowhere, and I like to do a reality show. You know, let's see where this nigga's going. And what I want to do is, you know, that guy that speeds around you and risks life and limb and all that. Well, let's have a car trail this idiot to where his next destination is. And 9 out of 10, he ain't going nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere. You know, and that's one thing I noticed. You know, I mean, once again, being up in Sacramento for 17 years, I mean, motherfuckers is running lights. They ain't got no road courtesy and shit. And I was like, well, let me slow it down even more than I'm already slowing it down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Darting out in front of you, making lefts in front of you and shit all at the last minute. And I'm like, you know what? I never could get no insurance in this goddamn town. And then again, everybody's shit got a dent. So I'm like, okay, you go right ahead. You know, and it's just like, it's ridiculous. Ain't no manners, no nothing. And it's just like, this is the way it is, and fuck it. You know, and again, being born and raised in this community, walking through these streets in the 70s and 80s, you know what I'm saying? This shit that's going on right here ain't cool.
Let me pose a question to you. And I know you can answer it logically because you just mentioned the 70s. What's the difference between the mindset of black people now as compared to when Dr. King and Malcolm X and Thurgood Marshall and those men,
when they walked the streets? That's
what's
easy.
The
and I wasn't even, I was just a baby, okay? I was just a baby when he died and all that shit, barely born. Okay, I was just a baby, but in the 70s I wasn't a baby. But then again, I was raised in a household where my blackness was honored, and my mother and father demanded that we act like responsible, respectable Negroes and not like niggas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my mother and father stressed the fact that you will not go out in these streets and act like the typical nigga that they put on TV. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so,
but what's the difference? But what's the difference in mindset?
Oh, shit. We don't care about acting like niggas. I mean, it was
what was their mindset compared to ours?
Huh? What?
What was their mindset compared to ours? Yeah.
oh, shit, their mindset, education, okay, first of all. First mm-hmm. of all, first and foremost, me and my siblings knew right out of high school, right to college, okay? I knew where I was going to college when I became a mm-hmm. senior. You know what I'm saying? Let alone floating around for 2 or 3 years and I ain't going to no school and whatever and get in debt to do it because, you know what,
okay.
Education
that's
is key.
One.
That's the mindset
what else,
right
what else,
there.
What else did they have? What else did they have? They had education. What else?
They had education and a work ethic that nobody gonna sit.
Work
oh,
ethic.
And it was shameful. Yeah, you don't sit on the county. You get up off your ass and work. You get a job. And mm-hmm. and the biggest thing as far as raising kids, and my biggest mistake is that you don't give your kids shit, but what food, clothing, and shelter. Okay, a good education if you can afford it, and that's it. All that extra
well, this is
shit
the last,
we spent
this
on
the last aspect that they had,
shit.
Which is some similar to what you said. They had a firm foundation, and they had accountability. A lot of these kids, they have neither, and you can't expect a generation to prosper without a firm foundation and
that's
accountability.
Right.
These kids
that's
are
right.
they showing
and
up late to
what?
School
my
every day.
And you know what? My parents expected. My parents set expectation. That's it. Mm-hmm. You will, your kids, you, whoever, your employees, your kids, your friends, they will rise to the fucking level of the expectation set. So if you don't set no fucking expectation, guess what? You ain't going to get shit. And the expectation out of my parents was, oh, you will get A's, you will go to college, you will get a job if you want anything other than what I'm getting. And that was
hey,
expectation.
That's
we don't set
missing.
No expectation. You know, I said it with my damn kids, and that started a feud for 2 years. But, oh, well, they got over it because they knew
well,
the expectation
what?
When they were five.
We know
what?
What's missing. Now it's time.
We know.
It's time to make adjustments, and adjustments can be made.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're going
to
be made.
Somebody needs to kickstart it, and shows like this raise that awareness, and there's funding available. So, we, you know... I know that
that's
you,
right. We
you know,
do
you,
it.
You may drift off, but I'm a South Centralian, and I gotta fix it in my city before I fix it somewhere else.
That's right. That's right. And, hey, I'm just going to Ventura County to live. I will be down here every day to handle my business because Ventura County don't need my help. And we got about 45 seconds, boo, and my computer has died. So you can have the end, and you let the people know what the people should know.
Hey, you know what? It's time to make a difference. It's time to stop talking about it. Enough wolf tickets been sold. You know, we done sold enough, you know, lunches and we done had enough raffles. It's time to get some action done. It's time to get some work done.
I think it's a raffle. Know,
it's time to make a difference. You know, I appreciate you, Ms. Johnson. The diary is in full effect. Your organization is Trump-tied. Hey, God bless you. I appreciate you.
Hey, and I love you too, boo, and we going to say goodnight, and we will be back. We may be back tomorrow. We'll see, because I may be, you know, in a different place. And if I'm where I think I am, we're going to be back every night. This is the diary where we love you. Check us out. We'll update the show page to and remember, keep your kids innocent, and then throw their ass out when they're 18. And it's real simple. That solves all your problems. This is the diary where we love you, and check us out tomorrow. Adios, amigos. Can't play music because my battery's dead, and so is my computer. But I love you, and have a good night.